free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Philipp Trauer is a producer and partner at Berghaus Oepke Filmproduktion, a Munich-based production company. Philipp's portfolio includes 22 Lengths, a huge box office hit in Germany in 2025, which also scored 5 nominations at the German Film Awards 2026, and September 5, which premiered at the Venice and Telluride Film Festivals in 2024, and was nominated for an Oscar, a PGA Award, and a Golden Globe, and received 9 German Film Awards in 2025. Philipp is a graduate of the New York Film Academy and the HFF Munich. He is a member of the German Film Academy and the Producers Guild of America. This year, Philipp is one of AFP's producers on the move. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Philipp.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
I'm ready.
How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
I'm inspired. Always inspired and excited for everything to come. And I'm grateful.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I just came back from a camping trip with my family. And I have to say that this might be the favorite way to spend time for me. So it's traveling and exploring the world with my kids.
Do you have a camper van or are you going like full tent everything?
No, we have a camper van.
Okay.
I did the tenting, but not anymore. So now we have a camper van.
Got it. Do you have a secret obsession? One that you're willing to share?
Yes, I have many, I think. Okay. But the one that I constantly, that's like the daily obsession, is I love doing research. So I don't just mean the research for historical film projects like September 5. I also spend ages researching before I buy a new washing machine or a bike, even when I'm looking for places. So, for example, when we were looking for an apartment on platforms online, the address is almost never listed. The zip code often is. So I use that together with photos to find the exact location so I can look at the sun's position on the photos and the vegetation and surrounding buildings and roof shapes. And then I start researching. So sometimes I can spend hours researching.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, I can relate. I sometimes miss my time at university. It's like when you get to really focus on like one topic and you can just really like all the different...
Yes, sort of get all the pieces together and books and,
then when
and online.
Finally clicks, I think that's like that is such a great feeling.
Absolutely.
What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be film or TV related, sort of your producer work, but it can be something else entirely.
I have to say that I really enjoy so many different jobs in film, that because it brings everything together, producing really is my favorite job. But aside from that, one of my favorite experiences was when I was filling in for someone at the Münchner Kammerspiele, at the theater, and worked as a live camera operator during a few performances of René Polish's Ping Pong d'Amour. And I was joining the cast on stage with the camera as part of the ensemble, basically. And that was so much fun and a whole new world to me.
Interesting. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I really appreciate having such long-standing friendships, even if we don't keep in touch or see each other for a long time, because family and work simply takes up so much of our time. We know that we are always there for each other. And when we meet again, it almost feels as if no time has passed. So that's like, I think, the best friendship.
Very true. We're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And that can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
It's something really simple.
Okay.
It's a slice of warm sourdough bread with a thick layer of butter on top. And preferably the bread is baked by my mom or I love the Julius Brandner bakery in Munich. Yeah. This is, I think, my favorite. And another favorite is called Honig Dutch. So honey Dutch, I don't know.
Yeah.
My grandma taught us to mix honey and butter in the same ratio on a plate. You use a knife and until it becomes a creamy, smooth, white mixture. And then you spread this on the bread. And that's unbelievably good.
That is very true. I was blown away when I was in my au pair year in the US. And I saw that actually Trader Joe's has a spread like that.
Really?
Already mixed.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have it back then. I'm like, oh my God. What is this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's amazing.
If you weren't a producer, what would you be?
I think I'd be a rescue helicopter pilot.
Oh, wow.
Or a photographer or a designer for like specifically for logos and movie posters.
Okay.
Luckily, I'm able to sometimes combine photography and designing with my job as a producer. Mm-hmm. So I sometimes start with the poster already in the development stages. And
which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Coming back to the love for traveling, yeah. I think I'd love to be able to speak every language. I think that would be amazing. Like it don't need to be fluent, but it would be absolutely amazing if I could communicate with everyone in the world and travel without the language barrier.
Yeah. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And can be obviously either your producer work or something that you watched maybe when you were younger that inspired you or moved you.
That was in 2012. I was attending the Cannes Film Festival for the second time.
Yeah.
And had the opportunity to see the premiere of Rust and Bone in the huge theater. And I still remember all the emotions I felt back then, the goosebumps I got when the film ended and this enormous theater filled with applause and the people shouting bravo. And I don't know, that was like, was insane. There are so many people in this room and
yeah,
it's really great.
A great film.
Yeah.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read? And scripts count as well.
Yeah, but that would be boring. No, I read many times. The book is called Rebel Girls and my daughter loves it so much that I have to read it to her almost every night. It's a collection of stories that are very empowering and feature women and girls who have achieved extraordinary things. And I think it's incredibly important to teach our children that there should be no gender-specific boundaries and that with a little courage, skill, and strong belief, you can achieve your goals and fulfill your dreams. And that's really the essence of this book. And I think it works. She loves these characters.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be like heroic characters, but maybe just a main protagonist.
Yeah, for me, that's from my childhood and it's Fatty. In German, it's called Dicky. He's called Dicky from the Enid Blyton series, Mystery Off. And he's a child detective who loves to slip into different characters, you know, and dress differently and manages to solve every case. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be him.
Now we're coming to the film related questions or the more film related questions. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can mention your own work here.
I won't. But I studied and worked with Suli Kurban at the Munich Film School. And in my opinion, she really is an exceptional filmmaker. And her next film is called Keep Her Quiet that she co-directed with Franz Böhm. And I really can't wait to watch it. Okay. I think they just finished shooting it. So it will take time, but
Maybe
next year.
And which, again, possibly German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with or you want to work with or you will work with?
I'd like to mention someone without whom I definitely wouldn't be the person that I am today. Like he was my closest friend in school. And he was always there for me during the school years. And together we discovered the love of filmmaking. Today, he's a sound artist, composer, and performer.
Yeah.
And absolutely exceptional musical talent. His name is Alexander Vicar. Mm-hmm. You will find him online. So please look him up and listen to his sounds.
Yes, thank you. We're pivoting again. What do you like most about yourself?
that I get excited about things very quickly, mm-hmm. and then I go all in. And I love a challenge. So the more impossible and hopeless the situation may seem, the more ambitious I am to prove that it can still be done.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the thrill of producing, kind of. So, yeah.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I'm sometimes not the best at keeping in touch with friends and family and replying to messages. I think I'm just overwhelmed by all the digital input every day.
Yeah.
And then I put things on the shelf even though I don't want to. Sorry to everyone who still waits for a response from me.
I'm working on it. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I regret that I bought a lottery ticket last week. Ooh. And I didn't win, of course. So,
which random thing makes you happy?
It's very difficult to describe, but what really makes me happy and oddly satisfied is when something is a perfect fit. I mean, something like if you park your car with the back close to a wall, mm-hmm. and you want to open the trunk, you don't think it would fit, then you open it and there's not even a millimeter, but you can open it. You know, something like that. That,
yeah.
That really makes me happy.
Hey. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I don't really have a life motto or personal life motto. But there's one phrase I truly try to live by, and that's sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm. And we're at the last question. And it's always very interesting what kind of answers we get. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
It's impossible to answer this question, I think. But I just say George Clooney to manifest that I'll have so much charm and full, beautiful gray hair as he does when I'm older.
What a lovely answer. Thank you so much, Philip. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.